Pachmaisa here is the test, including Friday's Gemara. You can put it out whenever you want, because if they can figure it out on their own, because one day they'll learn a whole day today, I'm very happy.
I thought the
Ruah just continued. Okay, we are up to 8th phase, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line from the top. Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Esrei. Shnei Meduchas. Two pounders? Pestles? Mortars. I always mix up what a mortar and what a pestle is. Mortar is the keli that the pestle bangs in. Shnei, what?
The pestle thieves use the shaft of the pestle.
Right. Anyway, Shnei Meduchas. Two mortars. Achas Truma v'achas Chulin. One has it in Chulin, and one has it in Truma. Right. Lefan of steak deris. In front of it is two pots. Achas Truma v'achas Chulin. V'naflu elu v'teich elu. And the meduchas fell into the pots. And we don't know which one fell into which one. Did the chulim fall into the truma? Did the truma fall into the chulim, which is the regular? Therefore, a tzar would not be able to eat either of the two. Or do we say the chulim fell into the chulim and the truma fell into the truma? We have no indication, no way of telling. So we say mutaris. Shani aymer chulim l'tar chulim aflu, but truma l'tar truma aflu. Because I assume that the chulim fell into the chulim and the truma fell into the truma. Now, in order for that to work, it has to, A, have two conditions. And again, one is a machlokes and mesechta shivamos, but it's not for now.
Can I?
Number one, there has to be more chulin than truma. So even if the truma fell to chulin, it would be more chulin than truma. That's a machlokes and mesechta shivamos. But number two, more crucially than that, it has to be dealing with a drabonon question, not a deraisa question. If it's a deraisa question, then we would not be able to say, assume the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the chulin. Truma. It's a subic deraisa. Subic drabanan combined with the fact that you have more chulin. So worst case scenario is that you have a majority of chulin anyway, which it makes it a drabanan, and happens that it's a truma drabanan. So therefore, the combination of the two, I'm sorry, and it's a drabanan anyway, because of the majority chulin makes it a drabanan. So subbing drabanan, we go lekula, no questions till I finish this gemara. Frank the gemara. But if you tell me that eating exayit v'dei achilas pras is biblical, so why is this a rabbinic question? If he's going to eat this mixture, there's going to be exayit of, if the truma fell into the chulin, granted that there's more chulin, but if he eats a pras of this, he's going to get exayas of the truma. The assumption is that the truma is not minuscule. It's at least 12%, which is an eighth. That means whenever he eats eight kzesim, he will get exayas of truma. And we said yesterday that exayas with the achilas pras is an issa deraisa. So we're not dealing with a rabbinic question. We're dealing with a biblical question. So why are we allowing this? Why do you say, assume the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma? That means you're assuming this is a rabbinic question. It's not a rabbinic question. It's a biblical question. He's going to eat this mixture. He'll be violating it. He possibly will be violating a biblical question. Why do we assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma? It's not rabbinic. It's biblical. Frank the Gemara, the Jewish way of answering a question. You come back with a question. Elamai had to mitzvah for Isser. So what did you want to say? You wanted to say, Rav Nimi, when you asked me this question originally, and I answered you, Zayit of the Achilles Pras, you wanted to say, had to mitzvah for Isser. So you got the same problem. When you're going to eat this mixture, it's going to be had to mitzvah for Isser, it'll be a deraisa. Whatever way you learn this Gemara before, that said that the truma is not bustle because either had to be tired for Isser or because of Zayis and Achilas Pras Deraisa, we're dealing with a biblical question. So you're not any better off than I am. This is a very shvera b'raisa. I agree with you. The b'raisa says, you say you can assume the chulun fell to the chulun, the tshuva fell to the tshuva. That means you're saying it's a rabbinic question. Whatever way you understood the Gemara yesterday's Gemara, that the garlic is not bato, it was either because of hetem mitzayim l'iser, or because of gzayis v'dei achilus pras. Both are biblical. So both would apply here. So why is it more questionable on me than it is on you? This is spices going into a pot. Spices truma is rabbinic to begin with. So there's no biblical question over here. That's the answer. The reason we're willing to say that chulun went into chulun and truma went into truma, because we're dealing with a rabbinic question. Why are we dealing with a rabbinic question? Because the truma we're talking about is a rabbinic truma. But Enoch Inami, had this been a biblical truma, we would have never been assumed it's mutter. You'll say it because of your reason, and I'll say it because of my reason. But you can't prove me wrong. Either way, if this were biblical truma, it would be a biblical question. So therefore the answer is, it's not a biblical truma. Therefore we're dealing with a rabbinic question. And a rabbinic question, we can stop and drive on the kula. Zuck the rush. Elamai had to mitzayif l'isser. Amai mina shari oimer. The koshkin, the isser misa, filo the mitzayif l'chuda. There would be death of eating truma for a Yisrael, even with anxiety. Elahanachu trumas tavlin drabana. The reish is the galachu teraysh chavitzarech ha'ksiv. The Torah only obligates truma in grain, wine, and oil, which means grains, olives, and grapes. V'chi, misab kalon, tulin and l'kula. And therefore, since it's rabbinic, we go l'kula. Yes, doctor.
It's already answered. I mean, Rabbi Rabinovich on the first page. That's quite spicy. Small time, but as I was going to point out, of spicy and then or as then
exactly. Okay. Starting in my right. Eisvei. Stay kupais. Now, kupais are grain. So we've just switched from spices to grain. So now we're dealing with truma deraisa. So now the question becomes a stronger question. Two boxes, achashot truma v'achashot chulun. Now the boxes are smaller, and where they're going into is a saw. The saw is a larger measurement, and there's one saw of chulun and one saw of truma. The boxes fell in one to one and one to the other, and we don't know which one fell into what. Same case as before, but before it was spices into pots, and now it's little boxes into major measurements. I don't know what that saw is. Saw is a kind of measurement. Into a larger quantity. So, achashot chulun v'achashot truma. V'nafseyem shtei soin. Achashot chulun v'achashot truma. V'naflu elu l'teich elu. Shneyem mutar. Why? Shaniyayim l'chulun l'teich chulun naflu. Truma l'teich truma naflu. I assume the chulun went into the chulun and the truma went into the truma. V'yisau k'dayi t'chzayis v'dei achilus v'ras. The raisa. The Bach changes it too. Amayim bin Shani Omer. Why are we allowing this kula? Why are we allowing this leniency when it's a question of the raisa? Bishloim alididi. It's good according to me. Damina mishum hetem mitzayir for iser gundin afishi kula. I can say that the ratio is that. I'm sorry. The saw. I don't know what he says over there. I understood the kupa was smaller and it fell into the saw, which is bigger.
Because the box has already been to the right, that was much larger compactly.
So he learns the other way. I don't know why, but it makes no difference. Whatever it is, the lesser fell into the more. I don't know. I always thought the saw was more. You want to tell me the box is more? It's fine with me. It makes no difference in Shat and Gemara, except reality. I just don't know if it's a small box or a big box. Now, if you say Hetem Mitzayir V'Iser, there's no problem here. Why? Because there's more, I can always say there's more Heter than Iser. Hetem Mitzayir V'Iser is only at 50-50. If there's more Heter than Iser, we don't say Hetem Mitzayir V'Iser. If the only time we'll allow Heter to join Iser is if there's at least 50% Iser. If you have 75% Heter and 25% Iser, nobody says Heter Mitzayir V'Iser. So therefore, in this case, when there's more Chulun than there is Truma, You can't say Hatam and Tzar
Flaser. Didn't we have the problem, that question with the garlic and the oil?
Didn't we say, why is it a tiny amount? No, but he eats it, he might be eating half garlic. That was the answer. No, you're not letting me finish my answer. In that case over there, if I understood correctly, and he's going to eat the gzayas, it'll be garlic mixed with the mikvah. That spoonful that he eats, the amount that he eats will be 50-50 of garlic and the mixture. There might be more mixture than garlic, but the, what he eats is, that maybe, I mean, honestly, there might be a different answer. I just want to, right. So the Rashi over here answers your question. I was going to say that answer, but I wasn't sure. That things that are made for taste are considered 50-50. Garlic and tavlin, we don't answer that there's more chulin than truma. Because since they're made for taste, that gives it a enhanced value, so to speak, and therefore it's considered 50-50. So therefore we didn't give this answer in the case of the garlic, nor in the case of the spices. But here we're dealing with grain. Grain is not made for the taste. So it has to be starvely answer. The answer is very simple. There's more chulin, and therefore we don't say has to be starvely answer. But gzayis with deachilus pras has nothing to do with the ratio. Adarabe, even if it's just 12.5%, it's gzayis with deachilus pras. One gzayis out of eight. So that's what he says. Mishloim elididid, aminim shum dehantim and starv leser, gandir afishi chulun. El didach, da amret, mishum dehking zayis vechilis fras, kin afishi chulun mayhava. Doesn't make a difference if there's more chulun. And for the Gemara, amalei, hanich l'truma b'smana zed rabbanon. We're talking about truma today. Truma today is only rabbinic, because, unfortunately, the Yidden don't control Eretz Yisrael anymore. There's no Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Kedusha is biblically not there anymore. And therefore, it's only a rabbinic. And by Drabanan, we say it's a Safik Drabanan, and we go Lekula. Now, take a look at the Rashi. We usually don't learn Rashi here, but whoever is on the right side, the Mefarish, in the last wide line, top of the Mefarish, right side of the Gemara. The right side of the Gemara, where Rashi usually is. Last wide line on the top. There are four wide lines on the top. The last wide line. Why do we ask over there from the two of them, even though there's more chulin? So the answer is obvious. Garlic is a means of tavlin, and it's made for its taste and fragrance. It makes it like there's more truma than chulin. I just wanted to show you where I got what I got. Okay. So we finished the subject. I mean, half part one of the subject. Hesem Asai Flaister is by Nasir. Ziri added Sa'ar according to Eliezer and Chametz. Rav Dimi questioned Abai and said, only these places? I can prove to you. He tries three ways to prove that you say Hesem Asai Flaister even by Truma. Three different prices. The garlic, the mortar, the saw into the boxes, or the boxes into the saw. And Abaya answers every single one of them. One of them he answers that it's usher because of Dezai's Deachilus Fras, and the other two he says, we're dealing with rabbinic questions. One we're dealing with the rabbinic question because it's spices, and one we're dealing with the rabbinic question because it is Truma B'Zmanaseh, and Truma B'Zmanaseh is the drubba.
What was the first answer? Just three.
Well, the spices was the other way. It says it's usher.
Yeah. Oh.
There it says it's usher. The other two it says it's mutter. The first one is usher because it dies in the achilus fras. That's what Abaye answered. Rav Nimi had said it's also because Hesem and Tzar Flaser. Abai said no, because Exai Zvei Achilles Pras. Rav Nimi came back with two questions. Why don't we take Exai Zvei Achilles Pras by the case of the spices and by the case of the grain? And one he answered because spices is rabbinic, and he said you would need that answer also. And the second one he said because Truma Bizmana says Rabban. Now we move on to a different thing. There's a halacha in the Torah called Tam Ke'ikar, that if the taste is there, it's as if the Isser is there. If I cook trefa meat in my potatoes, the trefa meat was taken out. There's no trefa meat left, only potatoes. But the potatoes absorb the taste of the trefa meat, which usually is, if it's a less than 60-to-1 ratio, usually, then that potato is usher as if it's trefa meat. That's called tam ke'ikar. The taste of the trefa meat is like the trefa meat. The taste penetrates the potatoes, and if you eat those potatoes, you're eating trefa meat. Again, the assumption is, and there are exceptions, that if there's 60 more times potatoes than meat, it will not have the taste of the meat. But under normal circumstances, less than 60 times, then the potatoes will absorb the taste of the meat, and the potatoes will become usher. Because the tam of the trefa meat is considered like trefa meat. Now, in Metzias, again, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you give it to a guy to taste. If the guy doesn't taste the trefa meat, he says it has no meat taste. Who you can trust is a guy is a big machlokes, but we're not getting involved in that. And the guy can tell you, and if it's less than 16, he says there's no taste, you can eat it. And if it's more than 16, he says there is taste, you can't eat it. However, the Rama says we don't rely on Gayim. We go with 60 without testing it. That's how we pass it. So I said to Rama Shita, the Mechaber says you can ask a guy to taste it. Some hold it has to be a professional guy, a connoisseur. Some hold it can be anybody. We're not getting involved in that. But the Chazal said, B'derech Klau, I'll reword what I said, that the taste that's there when there's 60 to 1 is not enough to be considered taste in the Torah. We don't recognize that as any amount of taste. Because I don't want to get into an argument, is there taste, isn't there taste? The Torah doesn't recognize that it's taste. It has to be a stronger taste than that. And Chazal said the shear is 60 to 1. There are exceptions, but that's the Chazal's regular shear. Yes, doctor?
So Chazal said the Ramah.
If you can't have a guy. Chazal said the Ramah when you can't have a guy. When you have a guy, you don't need the Ramah. Test it out.
So the Ramah said, look, Achille is good.
No. The Ramah says we don't rely on guy, so it's like there's no guy.
So it's the Ramah is saying 60 to 1 stands. Chazal thinks 60 to 1
stands. We have a better way of discerning it again. The Mechaber holds. The Chazal wants you to get...
No, I know what the Mechaber... You said very well what the Mechaber holds.
Okay.
But
I mean,
it seems that the Chazal and the Ramah are the same thing.
Oh, again. No. Let me explain. If this would be Truma and Tehulin, in the time when Kehanim ate Truma, everybody would agree, the Ramah included, that you can call a kayan over and say, taste this and tell me if the taste of truma is there. It would be a piece of truma something, right? And it went into chulin. And the question is there taste? And there's a kayan here who can taste it? Fine from kayan? Call him over and say, can you taste it? And if he says yes and no, we rely on him. Everybody agrees.
So everybody agrees the chachilis better have a taste.
Exactly.
Okay.
Although
I would note that there is, we've got a tension here between two principles. One is Min Bechein Amina, and the other is Tom Ke'ikar. I mean, if you use good fresh garlic, it will flavor.
I was very careful when I said there are exceptions to the rule.
Okay, thank you.
And one of the exceptions are spices.
Thank you.
If there's more than 160th, then taste it.
No, again, the Mechaber says, if a guy is here that you can trust, which he does, certain guy. Exactly. If it doesn't taste, it doesn't taste. The Ramah says we can't rely on a guy. But by Truman Hulin, you can call a Kayan, and he could taste it. If he says there's no taste, you can rely on it.
Really,
it is. That's the default option. That's what Chazal said.
This guy, they probably want to ask this, but if you're a connoisseur or not, you don't have to be a connoisseur to taste something.
It's not so simple. A connoisseur tastes differently than you do, number one. Number two is there's a swara, we're getting involved in something we shouldn't even get involved in, and that's called Umar Lemarim Nasai. Some hold that the reason a connoisseur is believed is because if you taste it afterwards and prove him wrong, you find him wrong, you'll never trust him again, or it'll hurt his standing of being a connoisseur of taste. He's a liar. He's not an honest guy. We have a concept called Umar Lemarim Nasai. People who have a craft don't want to ruin it. So it keeps them honest.
Different people have different densities
and taste buds.
Yes.
What's
ratio 1 out of 60? Or 60%?
No, 1 to 60 is buttle. 1 to 59 is not buttle.
And that's what you're talking about, the physical entities over there.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Different foods.
Again, this is not yavish b'yavish. This is lach b'lach. This is something that gives taste. If you have a mixture of apples of truma and apples of chulin, there's no 50 because it's not giving taste.
But you have salt that was used for a gotasora.
Again, let's not talk about spices.
Right.
Rashi
says,
salt's not
a spice. Okay. Something to my right. Amr Le'Abaya. Then Abaya says to Rav Dimi, who had said, I'm sorry, to Rav Avo, I guess. No, he says it to Rav Dimi. Sorry, let me go back. It was Rav Dimi who had said, had some mitzvah for Esther. I quoted it before. And Abaya had asked the questions on Rav Dimi. Not Rav Dimi on Abaya, it's Abaya and Rav Dimi. So now Abaya continues his questions. But he's coming from a totally different angle. He's coming from an angle, the first angle he had was, we just say, had some mitzvah for Esther by Truma. He asked three questions. Now he's coming to say we shouldn't say Hetam Estarflister by Nazir. Coming the exact opposite angle. Whereas his first three questions concentrated on the fact that Rav Dimi only said Hetam Estarflister by Nazir, by Tsar, and by Chametz, according to one Maliyama. Now, Abaya questioned him and said, we say it by Truma also. Now Abaya comes and says, we don't even say it by Nazir. Coming from the exact opposite angle. Amar Le'Abaya, remind the High Mishras Lehetam Mitzvah for Yisro Dasa. How do you know that Mishras is saying Hetam Mitzvah for Yisro? Duma Litin Tam Kikur Dasa. Maybe it's coming to tell me that even if the wine is not here, but it left a taste of wine in the bread, so we view the bread as wine. Not that we have a half exais of wine and a half exais of bread. You have exias of wine that went into bread, and you have the bread taste like wine. And that's what's usher.
Even if less than exias, right?
Well, you only chive an exias. If you don't hold hetam and starve lesser, you need exias of the isser. Now, if the tom is in exias, the whole exias becomes isser. If the bread tastes wine, that means the wine is now penetrating the bread. Let's say exias. But you're not drinking. Let's say the wine is no longer here. It dissipated. But the bread has a winey taste.
Okay, this looks very confused. The way I understood it is there's a little bit of wine that onto the bread, but it has to be at least 50% of the wine?
That was for Hetam and Star of Blizzard. But now I'm by saying maybe we don't say Hetam and Star of Blizzard. Maybe we say Tom Kirker. Now, the Gemara interrupts this and says, Abaya, can you make up your mind what you want? First you come and question and say, Hetem and Starfless are everywhere. Then you turn around and say, we shouldn't say Hetem and Starfless are anywhere. Can you please make up your mind what you hold? Frankly, Gemara Labaya. Mikaraka Kashale Maidakama Rav Dimi. At the beginning, he questions what Rav Dimi's limited Hetem and Starfless are. The Kamites of Loi call Halei Tufta, and he asked him all these questions. Hagar Amalei Litin Tam Kehikar? And then he comes and says, maybe we don't even say it by Nazir? How can you come from two different sides? First you accept it as a Mitzvah of Lizer and wanted to increase it. Now you're coming and saying the whole thing is not true. So the Gemara busted the Shalilei, Amalei Dumelit and Tam Kekudas. Meaning, first he heard that Lakha. And he said, Rav Dimi, how can you limit it? I have Raya's, you don't limit it. Right? Now, had those rayas been good rayas, Abaye would not have questioned, where do you know from, maybe mean something else. He has three brises that say it. So he wouldn't have turned to Rav Dimi and said, maybe it's not Hetem and Starf Lezer. He would have said, I have three brises that say Hetem and Starf Lezer. He would have accepted it as a fact. But once Rav Dimi told him those three brises don't prove anything, so now it's all Rav Dimi's word. There's no brises supporting Rav Dimi. So he turns around and says, who says you're right to begin with? In the beginning that Abaye thought he had three brises on his side, on Rav Dimi's side, except it was more expansive than Rav Dimi. It included Truma. So he said to Rav Dimi, I agree with you, Hetem and Starfless, so I have three brises to prove it. Except I don't think your limitation is true. I think it includes Truma as well. But once Rav Dimi answered him that there's no brises, so he turns to Rav Dimi and says, oh, then it's your halakha that you're quoting from Rabbi Yochanan? How do you know it's true? Maybe it means something else. So the reason he's coming from this angle now and before he came from the other angle is before he thought he had three brises proving Rav Dimi right, except more. So he asked him all those questions, why not Truma? Once Rav Dimi answered him that the brises have nothing to do with Hetem and Starf Lezer, he goes back and says, so then, maybe it doesn't apply to Nazir either. That's what the Gemara is answering. Mikaraka Kashle Maidakam Rav Dimi, the Kamites of Lake Kahana in Chufta. Hada Amalei, written Tam Kekar, Basa the Shandalei. Can you read me the English on Hadra Amalei? I can't hear you.
Then he says, Sir Dini.
Yeah.
And they retain Tom Baker.
And then, the next words?
Next is, Buster Shalilei.
It translates.
After that, he answered him. There's more answers. This is his answer. He answered later that, like Ruby said. What do you think? That's the answer.
No, Dini hasn't answered him yet.
After Dini answered him satisfactorily, then.
Okay, I just think the Gemara is repeating itself. First, he's asking all the questions. Then he said, Litten Tom Kekre, after Rav Dimi answered him, he asked him again, Litten Tom Kekre. I think the Gemara is saying the same line twice. That's what bothers me.
Amarlay is a bayi conceited.
Right, I got it. I don't know. I think I see the thing twice here.
Number 9.
I got it. Okay. I don't understand it, but I can tell you what the Mefarish says. Hug Amalei Litten Tam Kekar. Rav Dimi had answered him. Abaye had questioned Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi had answered him that in the case of the spices, it was a matter of the taste of Gzayas Mugdeachilus Pras. But it wasn't really the taste. It was the material itself. That's why I don't understand it. And then he asked him, so therefore maybe that's all the pasuk is teaching me, Tom Kaker. Dr. Rush. Dilmilit and Tom Kaker. I don't think I did the Rush before. Bishlamal is indeed, I mean, I had to mistar for Isser. What is he saying? Ayan? Kihod in the fish you chulim. It's more chulim. The had to mistar for Isser. Einai, ele beruba nasser bishneim shabim. It's only by half and half. Hanach lutumba bizman azeh, drabanon. Vafil the two as dagon, even two of grain. Hilkach talin in lukula. Dilma litin tam ke ikr. Litin tamash of Isser, ke ikroi mamash. The Mepharish Ba'azul, like the Gemara explains. Zog the Gemara. Look the Tanya. Like we learned. Mishras is a Brisa. Litin Tam Keker. Shimshara Anovim B'mayim. If you soaked grapes in water, not wine and bread, but grapes in water, and then you take the grapes out, and you're drinking the water. Litin tam keg, if yesh bem tam yayin, chayev. Umikan atadan l'chol isurim shebetayra. And this serves the source of all isurim in the betayra that we say tam keger. Not there, is the source of all isurim shebetayra. So now, this is a praisa that says that mishras is not wine and bread, where you have half bread and half wine. Hetem etar v'lisir. But mishras is grapes and water. And you're drinking the water. And it's usher because the water tastes like wine. That's Tom Kaker. No, Hashem is Tzav Lisser. So, Abaya's question to Ravdimi now is, how do you know Hashem is Tzav Lisser? The Brisa says that the Pasuk is not talking about Hashem is Tzav Lisser. It's talking about Tom Kaker. Zakt Rashi. Dr. Russ. Shara Pita Miyayan, Vyash Baitam Yayan. So Talmud Hipsing Bazidvarov, the Gemara cuts Abaya off in the middle. The Ixaloid, Abaya Mikhail, the Kashala, the Kamar of Dimi, the Mishra Sassal, the Matar, the Isser, the Dapkim and Nazar. At the beginning, he questioned where Dimi said that it's only by Nazar. I'm sorry, he's sort of Shabbatai, Red Leg, Amina Minazar. And he asked those questions. Right? Hey, what does he add? Then he says, Hagar Amar, the lava I'm adding from the Beshita, from the east side. The lava had to Mitzar Flisser Udasa. Ella, coming with me to the Kuala Tam Kaker. Mishani, the Buster, the Shalilay, the Ravdimi, the Dachat Shuvaisav, and he answered his Rias. He came and asked him, and again at the bottom they add, the Minayan Lloyd, the Lushum Tana, Usi Mishra Slata Tarif Lisser, Dilmu Tom Kaker. How does he know the whole halacha of Hetem Tarif Lisser? Maybe it's coming with Tom Kaker, and he has a price that it says it. Before he had three prices that he thought said Hetem Tarif Lisser. So if you have one bride that it says Tom Kaker and another bride that it argues, I'm not bothered. But now that none of the brides that say Hetem Tzav Lisser, so then how do you know what to begin with? Tom Yayin, Chayev Olav Igzayas. V'loy Mishim Hetem Tzav Lisser. El Mishim Destavit Kula Yisura. The water is Isser. Av Hetem Tzav Lisser Le'afina Minet. But you don't learn that Hetem Tzav Lisser. So at the end of the day, Abai has a question or a dimi. Where do you see Hetem Tzav Lisser? From Nazir? I have a bright that it says, Nazir has nothing to do with Hetem Tzav Lisser. It's Tom Kaker, which means I soak grapes in water. It tastes like grapes, which would be like wine. Tastes like water, grapes. It's considered Nazir. Not because there's water together with grapes, but because it's all wine, because of the taste of wine that permeated the water. So how do I know Hetem Tzav Lisser? For instance, when I have a half exias of wine and a half exias of bread, I don't have exias of Isser. That's the Kasha de Gemara. Emet Hashem will continue on Friday morning at 6 o'clock, same time as today. 5 to 6 is Chazay Nishim, Emet Hashem. Everybody should have a Gemara, Sima Taiva. Mali Hashem, Shalish, Lipchem, Lipchem.